The book was published this year. I am a co-editor with Melinda Tankard-Reist, and the book collates 20 testimonies from women who have formerly been in the sex industries of various countries, including Australia, but now are outside of the industry. So they've left prostitution and written their story of their time in the sex industry. All of the testimonies testify to the sex industry inflicting great harm on them as individuals. So they're not positive stories of prostitution as a money-making enterprise or as a sexual liberation enterprise. They're not those kind of stories. They're in fact stories about the hardships that women have endured as a result of prostitution.
हमने डॉक्टर कैरोलाइन नॉर्मा से खास तौर पर स्कैंडिनेवियन मॉडल के बारे में पूछा.
So the Scandinavian model is a policy approach in legislation and government policy towards the sex industry. And what it does, firstly, it does three things. And the first thing it does is it decriminalises people in the sex industry. So they have no punitive measures or laws or regulations on them whatsoever. So they're free to do as they please. But the customers of the sex industry, so people who buy other people for the purpose of prostitution or attempt to, those people are wholly criminalised. So they're subject to generally fines, summary offences for perpetrating prostitution. So prostitution perpetration, as in buying someone, comes to be seen as a crime. And then the industry itself is criminalised, so pimps and traffickers and brokers are all criminal. And then the model establishes programs for people in the sex industry to leave if they choose, so they're tailored social welfare programs to assist prostituted people to leave the sex industry. And then finally, the model implements a widespread public education campaign as to the harms of prostitution as a human rights violation.
वहीं हमने डॉक्टर कैरोलाइन नॉर्मा से ये भी पूछा कि वेश्यावृत्ति की समस्या कितनी गंभीर समस्या है.
For the victims of prostitution themselves, they describe the act of prostitution as being an act of paid rape. So to them, they testify as to the fact of being bought for prostitution as effectively being raped, but the money stands in as a means of buying their consent. So their consent can't really be bought. As soon as money is involved, of course, consent is not present. But it's kind of like a fiction. A fiction is created. So they describe the experience as one of violation, sexual violence and rape. In addition to all the actual harm of prostitution itself, the sex industry attracts a wide range of crimes, or it generates a wide range of crimes. Those crimes include the trafficking of people, so bringing people into the sex industry, trafficking them in order to meet the demand that exists for the prostitution of women and children. It also attracts drug traffickers, so often people, to keep people in prostitution is a major aim of the industry. So they want to retain people who can be used for sexual buying, and they do that through trafficking drugs into the industry. There's a lot of violence, so people in prostitution suffer a lot of violence from the customers because it's seen the customers feel that if they pay money, they're allowed to do whatever they like to the people who are in a brothel, for example. So there's a lot of violence as well.
Australia mein vaishyavritti kanuni hai. Is vishay par Dr. Caroline Norma kehti hain.
So there's a very strong idea in mainstream Australian society that the government legalising or licensing prostitution businesses will safeguard the people in prostitution, will make conditions for the people in prostitution better. But this is generally a fiction that the government creates because it wants to retain the sex industry as an economic sector, or it doesn't see anything wrong with prostitution. But the fiction is created because actually the government can't safeguard the people who are being prostituted. You can't have someone in the room while another person uses another person for sexual engagement, because it's the sexual engagement itself that causes the harm. Like I said before, it's effectively experienced as paid rape. So you can't eliminate the fact of paid rape from prostitution, even if you have For example, in Victoria, we have panic buttons in brothel rooms, for example. Those panic buttons don't really do very much because nobody ever uses them. But the government creates the fiction in the mind of the public that it's making people safe in prostitution, when in reality it just can't do that. It's not possible. But it's an unfortunate situation because, unfortunately, the government and the general public views prostitution as a form of work rather than an act of enslavement and slavery, sexual slavery. So we continue to persist with the fiction that people in prostitution are just earning a living, and it's the right of prostitution customers to buy prostitution as a sexual service.
वहीं वैश्यावृत्ति से संबंधित कुछ धारणाओं को लेकर डॉक्टर कैरोलाइन नॉर्मा ने अपनी ये राय रखी.
Prostitution is a social institution that's created by male demand for sexual access to women and children. It's up to men as a population and as individuals to decide that is an act of gender inequality, so it's an act of violence against women and children. It's an act of violence against women and children that's mediated commercially, but that the commercial aspect of it doesn't detract from the fact that it is still an institution of gender inequality. And so because it's an institution of gender inequality that's entirely manufactured by men, as supposedly needing sexual access to women, which is not true, that's just a social fiction. Because it's a social fiction, we can easily dismantle it. We can easily do away with prostitution in the same way that we did away with slavery in formal terms. We haven't done away with it entirely, but in rhetorical terms, we certainly object to slavery. And equally, we can object to prostitution as an institution that doesn't need to exist in our society, because men don't need. It's a fact that men don't need sexual access to women. That's, of course, they don't. They're equal human beings to women and children. On the one hand, these kind of arguments about prostitution being the world's oldest profession and stopping men from raping women and children, all of those kind of arguments are merely just excuses to continue the institution itself. And we don't need to do that. I believe in men's humanity. We all do. And so they can decide as a group to do away with it. Already, we've found a number of countries have actually decided that, including the men of those countries. So just 2 weeks ago, France, as a government and as a nation, decided that prostitution is now a criminal act. So they introduced the Scandinavian model, or what's called the Nordic model, the model that I just talked about. So France did it. In 2014, Canada did it. And before that, we've had Norway, Iceland, Sweden, and South Korea. So I think the quickest and easiest way to eradicate prostitution from Australian society and others is to say that the men of those countries have recognised prostitution as a part of gender inequality in society, and they've decided to oppose it. And therefore, the men of any other country can do exactly the same thing and begin to understand prostitution in an enlightened, modern way as an institution of violence against women, and to combat the sex industry and to try to dismantle the sex industry's activities wherever we find them.